This is Charlottesville Tomorrow, an advocate for our future today. Charlottesville Tomorrow is a nonpartisan community organization working on land use, transportation, and community design issues. Visit us on the web at seavilletomorrow.org.
On September 20, 2006, the Policy Board of the Metropolitan Planning Organization held their monthly meeting. One item on the agenda was the board's discussion of the first draft of their annual priority statement for presentation before the Commonwealth Transportation Board, which is holding an October 25, 2006 public hearing on the VDOT six-year improvement program. In this recording by Charlottesville Tomorrow, Albemarle County Supervisor and MPO Chairman David Slutsky starts the discussion and calls upon Harrison Rue, the Executive Director of the Thomas Jefferson Planning District Commission. Board members discussed the Meadow Creek Parkway, the Western 29 Bypass, and the Fontaine Avenue Sunset Connector. For more information on these and other local transportation projects, visit the Charlottesville Tomorrow website at seavilletomorrow.org.
We've done it, guys. Good job. All right, item number 7, edit the draft priority statement for the October CTB.
You do have in front of you in your a notice that we are going to have the meeting with Culpepper on October 25th.
Who should attend that?
Anybody who – typically we have somebody attend and present the MPO statement, and usually every year somebody has presented also for the county and for the city.
So last year we had Kevin as well as Dennis as well as Harrison.
I think Dave Brown was there.
Yeah. Dave Brown came as well.
Usually the chairman of this.
Yes.
And for the first year last year they had me sitting at the table with VDOT for some reason. We're going to do that again.
I don't know. Whether you would have that privilege or not.
Did I realize you're like that?
We know what time is.
They've been asked.
Yeah. You know, John already
asked. But you have been asked. And this time, the plan is for us to present exactly what you all have been done after the
meeting. Right.
At the same time, the project.
What you see in front of you, though, last year for the first time, we really summarized it into a few bullets up front. We will adopt this next month, so we want to see preliminary suggestions and edits. Tell them this is mostly what's in front of them. As last year, we corrected a couple things, but MBO Tech is going to look into the details and update any of the details on the projects at our next meeting.
So just to clarify, you're not asking us to talk to the priorities. You're just asking us to talk to how we present the priorities.
Yeah, well, no, but I would say it's wide open at this level. We've had the Regional Transit Authority discussion. But do we want to beef up a transit priority, for instance? You know, let's stay at that level and give us some suggested language if you want to jump into something like that.
Let me just suggest that I'm sure others are going to have some comments, but I was going to cough up a couple quickly, and cough being the operative word. On the first page where staff is requesting input on should we update or leave the section in, for what it's worth, it's rehashing old news, which makes it sound like we've already gotten lots of funding. I just assume take it out. That's mm-hmm. my own 2 cents worth.
Yeah. I agree.
Yep.
Okay.
Anybody
object to that?
Okay.
Well, except for the information technology system, where it says full funding received, I'd flag that I wouldn't say it was fully funded. We were mm-hmm. about halfway funded. We just put about another 200K of our urban allocation into it. And by the time we get fully built out, we've probably got $1 million to go. So, yeah, we could use more funding for that if there's...
Then should we move that up?
My personal thinking is that funded in the city, you need more of the city. It's a priority to extend that, as an investment all the way up 29.
So. Right.
Yeah. This is a recognition. This little section was a recognition of past funding.
And we did.
We did that last time. So mm-hmm. I don't see any reason to say that again.
Mm-hmm.
But
the item Kevin's talking about, why don't we just pull that up into the summary of things that we're asking.
Agreed. Any objection?
The Meadow Creek Parkway.
Go ahead, sir.
I was going to say the Meadow Creek Parkway project, we probably want to beef up that statement to talk about the deficits. To keep the project, that it's imperative that the project community considers it very important to keep the project on schedule, and that presently there are deficits of blank in the city and blank in the county.
I think on the city we're...
You got a deficit of $5 million. Dollars.
I thought we rated another project to make that, but I could be wrong.
Well, we had a meeting, David Toscano called the meeting to kind of go over where everybody was on this thing, and before going into the legislative session, David Brown was there.
Okay.
Me, Morza, Butch Davies, Brent, Jim Utterbach, and they had sheets for the city, county, the interchange project, showing exactly what's been allocated and what remains, and they give you an idea of how this has changed in the county. I think we between the end of June and when we got this update, there was about another $1.5 million of deficit that we're going to have to make up in some way to keep the project on schedule. You might want to ask David. I sent the sheet to the county out to our board.
David attended the meeting and he received the copy. I did. Brent sent it directly to
that's a little different. I thought we were up and you guys were short by a couple $1 million.
But the city, there are several ways the city has to make up part of that deficit. One is it recognizes it treats the parkland the land that the city owns as though it's being purchased.
Okay.
And since you have to take it out of your allocation anyway.
Because where the reality is we're going to swap it for the county. So is that
yeah, I mean, there's no advantage to the city to have that come out of the urban allocation and then get, you know, but anyway, that was estimated to be around somewhere between $1.5 million and $2 million of your $5 million deficit.
Okay.
Then we discussed the fact that the interchange project is probably going to will obviate the need for a 17-lane at-grade intersection.
Oh, right.
So some of the cost that was estimated for that intersection would come out of the project, the project itself. So I think Brent was going to be working on those updates, but that will not be completed until the footprint, I guess, of the interchange is decided upon by the city.
Yeah, and we said that we are willing to work with appropriate city staff in order to make that estimate of the footprint and the effect of that footprint on the right of way, which could possibly be picked up by the city's project. In a way, contribution of the federal funds for that.
So then from the county's perspective, we circulated around a list of projects that we're going to have to probably go into and take money out of in order to keep this on schedule. And that's a decision we'll have to make if we don't get any additional funds out of the upcoming legislative session.
So the priority statement, though, should stick with the defined amount of additional funds.
Right. I think we should explain in here that we've got a deficit and what those deficits are. And we certainly would prefer to get state funding to keep this on schedule rather than have to torpedo in the project.
Harrison, just a quick question, and this question may be to my own colleagues. Then here on this draft, when it talks about the very last item, the MPO very recently learned that detail has happened. Those are the statements that you made
that
last year.
Last year.
Yeah, we need to take that.
Okay,
out.
We need to take it out.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I know you have been tremendously up to me, sir. That's good. Because what happened after the last meeting, if you recall, you got together with our staff and you all arrived at some agreement.
We, John, we're going to discuss that at tech, but I think we need to hear clearly from Richmond Mordezai that our agreement still stands, and we should know that by next October 18th.
Well, I don't know whether you will hear it from Richmond, but John would be able to facilitate
through John,
that. Yeah.
The response to VDOT to the complaint
exactly.
that we registered was very good and
yeah.
met all the concerns that
yeah.
were raised last
and they,
year.
Yeah, so the ultimately, Harrison and I think, wrote something to Butch Davies as the CTV member, and as a result of this recommendation, we arrived at the consensus.
Yeah.
We implemented what was recommended by the
That's
year.
Correct.
And that's what I was trying. And we have made sure, John and our staff, we have made sure that people who present the candidate projects are following those candidate projects that you are agreed upon.
Right.
That's what I'm saying. So, okay. Well, we assure that we don't repeat the same thing as we said last time.
In the summary at the top, two things. I think we ought to consider adding the widening of 29 from the South Fork Bridge
to the gap
north to Hollymead Town Center, going north to where the lanes are have been added at Hollymead Town Center. That's a project now that's in the TIP, and the CTV recognizes it as an important project. And
we get primary funding
for it, too.
Right.
So I'd like that in the bullets.
Definitely agree with that.
As an additional roadway
yeah.
project?
Yeah.
So there'll be four roadway projects?
Yeah.
And also,
well, I was just going to say the George Georgetown Road under Olive Road. It's just to say, saying reconstruct path is really not. It's
actually a roadway.
It's a.
A roadway reconstruction.
Roadway and sidewalk. Sidewalk bike path, basically, is what we're doing, plus some intersection expansion. And a better, we're going to try to end up with a better place for transit to stop on Georgetown Road.
Okay.
So you'd like all of those things in the
No, place? I just to say reconstruct path is not a good description.
You want to acknowledge transit ready or something that explains
Well,
that?
It's a.
The plan includes sidewalks, reconstructed path, bike lanes,
and improved transit stops.
Yeah,
just
that's a couple of bullets like that are
parenthetical.
Okay.
Dennis, you made a comment about Middle Creek Parkway. Are you happy with what is it in here, or this? Because the way this reads,
we're going to take all this.
Okay,
out.
You're going to
this whole thing.
Okay, good. 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 I agree. Very good. Okay. Yeah. Good.
All right. So you want this entire section?
I was going to say,
is that an amendment section?
Yeah.
Well,
out?
This yeah. part of that was out. So we're starting right here, Helen.
We also.
Oh, no. I'm sorry. It starts right with however and goes to the end.
Talking about removing that part of the paragraph that begins on the end of the page that NPO very recently talking about removing from however this unilateral selection to the end of that paragraph.
That's right. That was a comment we made last year after that had happened, and they've already responded.
On the Eastern Connector, can we, instead of just saying study, can we make that alignment study?
Are you satisfied with how the committee, you're on the committee, are you satisfied with how the committee is moving now? I know you were a little bit concerned about
We're still negotiating with, or the staff is negotiating with the consulting firm. So
Haven't started yet.
Mm-hmm.
Is David there?
Yeah.
David, do you have any update on the
status? Specific
other than there's still negotiations. That's, I think we feel some desire to get that
moving
forward as quickly as we can. So
I think
that
we met on Monday to negotiate, but I don't know what came out.
Well, from our perspective, we want to see that move forward and get it
done.
And certainly the traffic component of that is very important so we all understand. How that will assist traffic and
funding that exists there is to.
Wayne, so much information here, and I need a little help. On this page 3, I see the extent that I've been able to read and digest under the Route 29 Phase 3 corridor study. It comes all the way down. It says, accordingly, the MPO requests that the current and future funds
program for the Route 29 bypass be reprogrammed to the corridor improvement described above. To the extent that I know, and correct me if I'm wrong, there's no future funds for bypass, and the existing budget within the six-year plan for bypass is for there's nothing. It's just
this is recycled language.
Yeah.
Well,
let me
ask a dumb question. Is there a point at which we can actually let's pretend for the moment that the bypass were dead, and now we've got money sitting there in the form of acquired right of way and so forth that has a lot of dollar value associated with it? Could there be? Is it timely to start saying maybe it's time to? Do we have the right to sell off that right of way?
For our original discussion with Commissioner Shuket when we started this project, you know, we basically agreed that realistically it's unlikely to even seriously consider that until we finish the current 29 project and demonstrate without the shadow of a doubt that that will solve the traffic problem.
So it's not timely to be proactive, as I was suggesting.
Yeah, it's one of those things. It's okay to ask, but there's not going to be
let's not bother to ask, right?
Exactly. Yeah, I mean, it all depends on the end.
That makes sense. That makes sense.
Yeah. But we've been pushing for that for a number of years because there is a lot of money there. Yeah, but our CTB member supports that. But he recognizes that from a political standpoint, it's not accomplishable until we get some enhancements in the traffic flow there from other things we're doing.
Is it also useful in this language to add in that there are traffic studies that show 90% of that traffic is local traffic and not through, just to reinforce the theme that bypass doesn't make sense, or is that unnecessary?
I honestly don't know what to gain out of this. Within the context of that process that we're
trying.
Okay,
so that's where I'm going. Really, then we'll leave that.
And the only reason I brought that up is because I don't want to make things complicated.
That's good counsel.
This language dates back to, even before I was here when we were fighting to even get the money to study and do what we're doing right now, which is now underway. So
we leave it as it is. That makes sense.
I'm fine with that. I think one of the things we did either last year or the year before is we changed the format of this thing. So we brought up front the things we really want them to focus on. And that kind of provides the basis for the oral statement to the board.
Okay, exactly. Well, along those lines, one of the things something I was going to bring up for expanded funding for existing TIP projects, but in light of what we're going to discuss on the agenda momentarily, do we want to bring up a request for support from VDOT for the studying of the implementation of our RTA strategy? I mean, is that?
Yeah, because actually you're making this statement not just to VDOT, but also to DRPT, and we have often had
they're going to be present on the public information.
We need to have something.
Because more that the BRT vision, or pardon me, the extended transit system is front and center on everybody's radar, the better chance it has of getting implemented. So I would propose then we put in under transit a separate item from the one that's there now that specifically requests support for the current NPO initiative to have a joint RTA and a significantly expanded transit system in the city and the county. All right. I have no others. Did anybody else have any others?
Shouldn't that $500,000 on that first page, like Eastern Connector money, be actually $600,000? Didn't the county put $350,000?
No. It'll be $250,000 each.
Because I've seen it written $350,000 and $250,000.
Yeah, it's wrong on the next couple of pages.
Yeah, we probably corrected it on the priority statement on the
editing. We agreed that if the consultant, if it ended up going over that, we would consider adding another $50,000 each, but we didn't want to come out of the box saying we were going to spend $600,000. Keeping in mind that the consultant can obtain the authorization.
I'll do it
for whatever you're willing to pay.
All right. So there's nothing else we need to do. We've given our feedback for the
editing. As far as summary stuff, there's a couple other things. Okay. One of them, I wonder if we might want to put something about the JPA bridge. Even though it's funded, it's now, I think for the most part, the neighborhood has signed off on it. Maybe a few design things to do, but we're ready to build it. Do we want to say something to that effect there? Like, it's funded, we're ready to go.
One of the things I think we have to get a better understanding of perhaps is how this ends up getting used.
I was going to speak to that a little bit. These first five pages are just all over the place. I'm familiar with the area, so I can struggle through it and try to make some sense out of it. But a couple of problem things that could make it clearer is you're covering all your different highway systems all lumped together rather than mm-hmm. separating them out. You've got urban projects, secondary projects, mm-hmm. primary projects, and the focus of the fall transportation meeting is for primary and interstate projects. I mean, mm-hmm. granted, I understand as a board you want to make sure that they also understand you've got other priorities, but still, your message gets lost because it's buried in amongst all this other information. You also have studies lumped in with construction projects, lumped in with park and ride, lumped in with transit. That could use some organization, that's all.
Do we want to...
If you're talking about your audience, understanding...
Right. That's what we want this to be useful. Right.
Suggestion. See how you following what John just indicated. Recognizing that Patterson said, and you indicated, Dennis, that some of the statements there was actually the language that was used in the last year's fall transportation meeting. If you wish, based upon the discussions today here, Harrison, give it a shot and have a modified text, mm-hmm. one or two pages, mm-hmm. specific focus. Preferably, if you like, within the context that John indicated, with mm-hmm. interstate primaries and then statements about transit and so on and so forth. And if you wish to run that by John and us, be more than happy to give. Mm-hmm. I think that indicates the spirit of what we talked about, the MPO to be, the Thomas Jefferson Planning District Commission to be on the same table for us to speak the same language mm-hmm. because of the coordination that needs to take place prior to that meeting.
So one of the things that we're saying, if we do that, is our priority statement recognizes
exactly
that new and more cooperative relationship, and we're putting aside some of the ways in which we've said things before. And
in fact, I've got a list of the table that you agreed, that we have agreed together, the list of the candidate projects. We could attach that.
Right. It's not gone, but it's not the focus.
Exactly.
Yeah, that makes sense.
I mean, I would assume this goes to the CTV.
Exactly.
And exactly. I mean, so, you know, primarily, I think what happens is your CTB member gets this,
yeah, the CTB
and then he uses that as a basis for
exactly.
trying to persuade other CTB members to support some of the funding for projects
exactly.
in this area, etc. And so I think we've in the past, one of the things we did was put this summary up front because we recognize that we have a lot of things that are said in here that are important to us, but might not necessarily help the CTV in its task.
Mm-hmm.
So this probably could be cut down.
And the place to put this level of detail is probably in the tip, where we're talking about the full strategy. But then this becomes really our priority statement for specific mm-hmm. funding for that. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and it's not just the CTB. I mean, MOTA's are certainly part of the audience. The secretary, the commissioner, the head of DRPT. So you want these people to be able to, you know, if I were DRPT, gosh, you mentioned transit here, but it's sprinkled in throughout mm-hmm. all of this. You know,
so I think
do I read all five pages of it to figure out what you want, or do I set it aside?
Process-wise, when does this have to be prepared and sent out?
You'll vote on the final, vote at the end of the final version at next MPO meeting.
There's time to do that.
And then we deliver it on the 25th.
Therefore, then, to summarize the discussion, could staff take another crack at drafting this in accordance with the input today and John's relevant comments and initiated by Dennis? And then could you circulate it to the MPO Policy Board members for any input we might give so that
what we look at the October meeting is pretty much what we think we want to support.
It could be, yeah. And you did it last year, guys. And you have, Dennis asked what is the process, and he's absolutely right. You make a statement there, which could be a summary of the two or three pages right. that you have, and then you submit the two or three pages, which becomes a part of the overall documentation. Then the CTV member picks it up and goes for deliberations at the CTV. I think it's an opportunity, assuming that kind of coordination has taken place already, it's an opportunity to make clear, strong statements about the coordination that has taken place, discussion that has taken place.
And we will take the new document approach rather than the slightly updated, recycled, longer document.
Then you'll circulate it first to John, and then after you get John's feedback to us.
And I think what David said about transit, hopefully the secretary will be, definitely the commissioner will be there. So
get on their radar, yeah.
It's an opportunity about the transit authority.
It's on the agenda at the next MPO tech meeting, so it'll be good. Not only to John, but to your county and city staff. And
good. Any other?
David has something.
David, sir.
Well, my question would be the county board members now that you'll also at your daily in October be looking at the county's priorities, which is essentially last year's proposal. It's a very minor update. Similar form of going over that with you, but we had tried in the past, at least from a presentation standpoint, to organize the priorities or had the MPO recommendations complement the county's recommendations.
Yep.
So in the past, the county's priorities have been more silent about transit, whether the MPO be the lead for that. So you may want to consider changing this time around, but you will be looking at the county priorities.
Can you put a placeholder in our report that's going to come to our board since it'll be early October or not?
Well, unfortunately, our time frame for getting stuff to you is almost, we have to do it almost a month in advance. So our report's already out. Okay. So
that'll just be a comment we get to make.
I've got a good head start on what you might be suggesting to us at the day meeting, but it's unfortunately already out.
Okay. So just know that that will be feedback and you'll be ready to absorb it. From David Norris, you had some.
My question is more just a bigger picture process question about at what point new road projects that aren't in the TIF, that aren't under official consideration at this point, do we bring those into the conversation? Specifically, a lot of discussion, you and I have talked about this, about Fontaine Connector.
Mm-hmm.
Where in this process, in the course of our work, do I bring that up?
Could that be in here under expanded funding?
Well,
I mean, we haven't.
You're talking about the going back to Sunset,
yeah,
back correct. Past the Granger property, et cetera. I think what we it's included in the Area B study, and there, which has given it some official status. And I think that the selection of the eastern location was made, and as a part of that study. The university is coming back asking for a rezoning or an amendment to their zoning to increase the square footage of the office back there by up to another maybe 500,000 square feet. And I think that one of the things that would be discussed at that time would be them constructing the part of that road that was on their property if that moved forward. I don't know what will happen with the Granger proposal. It's a proposal that involves another 450 to 550,000 square feet of commercial, 450 residences, and I don't know, 25,000 or so of retail. If that were approved, I'm certain we would probably require them to construct the road back through their property and perhaps make properties that would complete the road. It does have official status. It's in the Area B study. A route selection has, at least for purposes of mapping, been made. And we would, if rezonings came forward, we would know where we wanted that located and require it as part of the process. Hopefully it would be a project that got built without public money.
Right.
But to just in case something like that needs public money, a small amount for some portion, we usually try and think ahead and cover the possibility of something like that. So I believe in both the long-range plan and in the TIP, we have some reference to projects recommended by the Area B study. we weren't ready, we weren't specific, you know, you weren't complete and know exactly which one would be worthy of public funding, you know, but I'm pretty sure the TIP would allow for a project like that or another one to service up, assuming that there is extra dollars available.
And just to clarify, that's the University Foundation, not the university.
Yes. Yeah, right. Real Estate Foundation. Important decision.
Yeah.
The other answer to your question is it's always appropriate to raise anything like that.
Well, I think going along with this point, do we when we get around to a new TIP, we may want to include that project in there to give it heightened
exposure. I appreciate that.
I'm going to suggest that we've got a lot of feedback and that we move on to the next item, if that's all right with everybody. And it is near and dear to my heart, and it is the discussion of...